when maybe the conception, because there's always a conception before a birth. So a conception, what year was the conception for Unity Santa Fe? Any guesses? Oh boy, no guesses. Nobody wants to be wrong. I'd love it. And, trust me, it was not a 9-month pregnancy. It was a few years that it came into being. So you're going to get a little history lesson because some of you may or may not know some things about Unity Santa Fe and how it came to be. So I'm going to invite our Board of Trustees, Unity Board of Trustees, to come up and stand here in front of our altar and to basically share just a little bit, and they've got to get lined up. Well, this is a test, right, of our amazing board. Now, first of all, do you know where you're standing? Stand By Me is a great song right now, especially if you know what order you're in. So let me just give some names before they start reading. We have our board president, Tom McCrory. We have Tammy Orr. We have the treasurer that is, what's her name? Jerry Ryan. Leslie Davidson. Craig Krutowitz. Did I say Krutowitz? Jeannie Coffrin. And Karen Roberts. And I'm not going to forget you, Christina Apodaca, who is our cyber sanctuary host. She lives in Las Cruces, and she's part of our board, too. She's the secretary. So take it away, Tom.
History of Unity Santa Fe. Unity Santa Fe was founded by Reverend Gene Beggs in 1974 as a study group, was incorporated as a church on October 11th, 1977, and became a member of the Association of Unity Churches Worldwide, now Unity Worldwide Ministries, in 1978. Reverend Gene was the minister for 10 years, and over the 20 years after that, Unity Santa Fe was the church on wheels in numerous locations, served by several ministers. Yes, during this time, attendance at our Sunday services waxed and waned between 25 and 70 people. Five different ministers served between 2 and 8 years prior to the arrival of, drumroll please, Reverend Brendolyn Batchelor, who led this congregation and grew our unity community from 1994 until 2021.
As a licensed Unity teacher, Brendolyn was commissioned by the Board of Trustees as spiritual leader of Unity Santa Fe in December 1994. She was ordained in February 2000. 6 months after Brendolyn became minister, the church moved to the Santa Fe Women's Club, where we remained for 5 years, the longest time we had ever spent in one location. When the Women's Club was put up for sale in 1997, we began a year-long church search to rent, purchase, or build a facility where we could settle.
The La Cuchara Market at 1108 La Cuchara Road, which is now 1212 Unity Way, kept showing up as the most feasible option. And by the way, our address, 1212 Unity Way, was chosen by Brendolyn Batchelor, inspired by the 12 powers and the 12 steps of AA. After 3 months of saying no, we received a very generous donation that made it possible to say yes to this Middle Eastern grocery store and delicatessen that was designed to look like a Northern New Mexico church. In the foyer is a painting of the original building by renowned artist Jean-Claude Gauguin, who drew the sketch of the painting while sitting on a bale of hay in the parking lot during the renovation. After a unanimous vote at our membership meeting, we began negotiating the purchase of the building, and with awe-inspiring miracles continuing to unfold, We closed escrow on our new home October the 30th, 1998.
Over the next 9 months of sweat equity labor, we finished the renovation and transformation of the building and celebrated the birth of the Church of Our Dreams. The first service on Monday, May 15th, 1999, was an incredibly joyful occasion with a full house of 150 attendees. Construction of a building addition, including the bell tower, bookstore, classrooms, restroom, and an expanded minister's office, was completed in June 2002. We purchased an acre across the road from the church on March 3rd, 2003. And we sold this lot to Journey Montessori School on January 31st, 2018. And you can see that right across the road.
To recognize those individuals who have made significant difference in their service to the church for 10 years or more, we began a Unity Treasures program based on the Santa Fe Living Treasures program founded by Mary Lou Cook. On September 12, 1999, we inducted the first five Unity Treasures for their service since the mid-70s. All five have since made their transition, but their names can be found in the Unity Treasures book on the shelf in the foyer next to the front door. In September 2005, Carolyn Doherty, Carolyn, Wendy Bloomberg, and Steve Bloomberg were inducted as Unity Treasures for their service since the mid-90s. Our third Unity Treasures induction in August 2017 recognized the service of Ralph Huber, Janine Jones, we see you, Janine, Connie Salas, and our fourth induction on December 1st, 2019, honored Reverend Brendolyn Batchelor with the Unity Treasure status during the celebration of her 25th anniversary.
Who we are today. Unity Santa Fe is a dynamic and inclusive spiritual community with an extremely positive approach to God and life. We understand those who consider themselves spiritual more than religious. We support people of all faiths to awaken personally and connect with a deep sense of meaning and purpose by applying positive spiritual principles in their daily lives. We are committed to helping people profoundly transform our world through love in action. Celebrating a history of excellence spanning over four decades, Unity Santa Fe is a sacred place to learn and awaken, an inspirational spiritual community situated on property with breathtaking Santa Fe views, and actively engaged in spiritual social action projects in our community and in the world.
Who we are as a congregation. Embracing the belief that there is one God called by many different names and found through many different paths, our congregation is a beautiful kaleidoscope of people from different religions and races, ethnic and socioeconomic backgrounds, ages, and sexual orientations. Under the 25-year visionary leadership of Reverend Brendolyn Batchelor, Unity Santa Fe became a thriving spiritual community. When Reverend Brendolyn retired in September 2021, Reverend Eliza Bloom Robinson served as our transitional minister until Reverend Liz Looma accepted the position of senior minister effective December 1st, 2021. We believe that no matter where a person is on their spiritual journey, Unity Santa Fe provides loving support and guidance to all who enter.
So, let us just take a moment. And I want to just add, since Christina Akbadaka, who she birthed our cyber sanctuary hosting, And she did that right about the time that I came in December of 2021. So I want to thank her as well. So let us give some love to our Unity Santa Fe Board of Trustees, including Christina. Woohoo! And you may go ahead and be seated. Thank you so much. So did you all learn a little something? Heard something that maybe you didn't know prior to that presentation? All the information is also on our website. And I would like to just take a moment of silence just to give thanks and to honor everyone who has come before today and who are here today. So let us just take a moment of gratitude. Give thanks and we honor every person who has been connected to Unity Santa Fe in any way. Each has been called to this community that is love in action. And so we give our blessings and thanks to those that have made their passing to the other side of the veil, that they're still apart, they're still with us. Across the veil, we feel their presence and their love, and we extend back to all beings in body or on the other side of the veil our great appreciation for all they have done and brought to this community, Unity Santa Fe. And together we say, and so it is. You know, Unity Santa Fe is not a building, although I think it's pretty interesting to find out that this was a delicatessen. So are you sitting in the meat or cheese or dairy or bread, or what department were you in? There's no way to know. It's just kind of fun to see that that's where spirit brought us to be today. And then all the sweat equity, I love that word, that went into creating that bell tower. People can see that bell tower. I love the location that we're outside of town, but we're so close that we can still all come together. So today's talk title is entitled Better Together. And there are many metaphors and analogies of what better together looks like and why better together is so significant. So I'm going to share a few of analogies or metaphors. The first one being an orchestra. An orchestra has all these different instruments, and each person plays an individual instrument. And you're playing an instrument on your own is beautiful, but when it comes together, I love going and watching 60 or 70 folks with all these instruments, and it blows my mind that they can come together and blend. It becomes multidimensional when we have the better together. And by the way, each one of you is an instrument in the orchestra, and yes, I'm the conductor, so da-da-da. But you know, God is actually our conductor. We all have our assignments and gifts. And so what is the gift that you have that is your unique gift? And perhaps it's just who you are, and your presence makes a difference. It's not what you do. It's who you are and how we're being with ourselves and with one another. So I love the idea of better together is through music. Another one is, can you imagine a world without color? Like everything is just one shade of pale, let's say. What a boring world if we didn't have color. Color is the character. And if you were all wearing the same thing, it would just be so boring and bland. I think about a tapestry. You know, the way that the threads are all woven together, different colors. You've all seen tapestries and how gorgeous they are, but it takes that variety of threads. What color is your thread in the tapestry known as Unity Santa Fe? We are a tapestry of beings, and we come together intertwined, sharing and connecting. Another analogy, spices. Can you imagine a world without spices? How boring would food be if you didn't have spices, right? Spices are the spice of life. And if we didn't have all the spiciness of each and every person here, again, boring. Great Spirit is not boring at all. Trust, there is flavor. I mean, I look at some of the animals that Great Spirit created. Aren't they fascinating? I mean, it just blows my mind. We have so much variety, and I'm so glad that we have spices. And it makes cooking and eating so much more fun, because who would want to eat if it all tasted the same, right? We'd all be really skinny, probably. Yeah. So a fourth analogy, and this is my last one, it's better together is when we actually are stronger when we are together. Now, if you think about a wire rope, you take one strand of a thin strand of wire, okay, and then you add another piece of wire and another piece of wire, and you're twisting these together. That strands, as they come together, is so much stronger. So we are stronger as a community because we come together. We are better together. You know, we can only do so much in our individual worlds. I love that I am a part of this community. I love that I can go to people and say, here's my thoughts, because I'm just an individual. It is the collective. That's why we have teams. I think there's 25 or more teams at Unity Santa Fe. And the teams come together, and it's so brilliant. Our social action team was brilliant when we started it. We came together, a group of 6-7 people. We had ideas. Everybody added something. Then some people, what was the actions that we're going to take? And they all did an action and researched, came back together. And it's so much better because I can only think certain things. But you're going to add to that, and you're going to add to that, and you're going to add to that. So we're so much better when we are together. Better together. So would you like to know some ways that Unity Santa Fe can continue and to be and to grow as even a better together community? Would you like to know?
Yes.
What was that?
Yes.
See? Better together. So we're going to have some lessons today. The lessons are from the great, great wayshowers, the geese. Yes, I said geese. That wasn't a typo or something. It is the geese that we are going to have lessons from today and how we can learn from those divine beings called the geese. Now, this comes from Dr. Robert McNish of Baltimore. It's called The Five Lessons from Geese. And so number one, as each bird flaps its wings, it creates an uplift for the bird following. As each bird flaps its wings, it's creating that uplift for the one behind. And as they fly in that V formation, they basically have 71% greater flying ability than they do if they were flying solo. 71, that's pretty significant. It's like 2%. So they're really adding to each other. So the lesson, people who share a common direction and a vision and a goal as a community get there quicker and easier because there's the momentum of the group, of the strength of one another. So, of course, I had to put an acronym together because, you know, so the first is G. It's going to be geese. So the goal, to have the goal What is the goal of Unity Santa Fe? It is our mission statement, and let us say it again together for those of us who know it. It is to raise consciousness, transform lives, heal the planet, one person at a time, beginning with me. So to have that goal, it's usually, it all sums up into raise consciousness, to be more aware of things that we're not aware of. I know that I don't know what I don't know, and there's a lot that I don't know. And I get to learn things, and I love to learn. So the lesson is, we're going to have a goal, and you might have an individual goal. What is the goal for your life, your mission statement? Number two, when a goose falls out of formation, it feels the drag and the resistance of trying to fly alone. And it quickly gets back into the formation to take advantage, again, of the lifting power of the other birds. The lesson, if we have as much sense as a goose, we will stay in formation with those that are going in the direction we want to go. Why do you come to a spiritual community? It's because you want to be with like-minded people, that we are coming together in mind and in heart. And together, there's a greater energy. So we stay in formation, and we have the humility to ask for help. Ask for help from the other geese. Allow yourself to get the uplift from others. Be willing to ask for assistance. Ask for a prayer. You know, some people are very hesitant about asking for prayer. It's a gift. Those prayer practitioners are here to lift you up in consciousness. They are doing the mission statement with you, especially when you're in the middle of a situation. You can't be objective, but our prayer practitioners can be. So accept help from others and know that you also, what is yours in helping others? So the E in the acronym for GEESE is to engage with others, to be engaged with others, not do life solo. Number three, when the lead goose gets tired, it rotates back into the formation and another flies at that point position. The point position is going to be the toughest because there's no updraft. So the lesson is, it pays to take turns doing the hard tasks and sharing leadership with people because we are interdependent upon each other. We want to empower people to lead. That is part of my purpose. When there is a team, all these teams come together. I want to empower each and every team, and each team empowers one another. It's to empower. Leaders don't tell people what to do. They ask and allow everyone to give the gifts to empower. And so I am in support of every team. Is there a way that I can support the finance team, the social action team, the pet ministry, whatever team it is? To empower is the other E. So now we've got goal, engage, and empower. S. When a goose gets sick, this is interesting, wounded or shot down, two geese drop out of the formation and follow it down to help it and to protect it. They stay until it is able to fly again or it makes its transition. Then they launch out on their own or they catch up with their previous group. Lesson four is, if we have as much sense as geese, we too will stand by each other in difficult times, right? Even when we're strong, we stand by me. That was why that was such a perfect song, is that S is to support. Support one another. Like the geese, they support each other. So we're getting to number five. The geese in formation honk. Honk from behind to encourage those up front to keep up their speed. Lesson, We need to make sure that our honking from behind is encouraging and not something else. So be encouraging with your honking. That means to also give appreciation and recognition. That's what that honking is. It's to encourage. And that is what we are talking about in the last E. So you have a goal. You engage. What's the last? Empower, support, and encourage. That is the way this community can be better together, is follow the lessons of the geese. And watch your honking, by the way. Now, this is last, but definitely not least. Geese actually are committed to the same route every year. They are flying the same route. The routes don't vary. They use the same route year after year. And even when the flock members change, the young learn the route from their parents, and in the spring, they always go back to where they were born. The lesson here is to stay true to our core values and purpose. So our core values and purpose, which we've talked about a little bit, but to me, it means the principles of unity, which are in the book called The Five Principles. If you don't have the book, I suggest you get it. It's a small book, and it's keeping us all aligned. We want to be in alignment with where we're going. And if you don't know those five principles, pick up the book. It's an easy read. So how many of you know what a family of geese are called? Actually, I'm going to wait on that question. Don't be Googling it. I have a poem to read to you. Now, here's what's interesting. I had this in my file, and I was on the fence. Do I read it? Do I not? Do I read it? Do I not? In the last mile of the church, I'm listening to some Wayne Dyer CD that I have never listened to before, and he starts saying this poem called Wild Geese by Mary Oliver. I was like, okay, what are the odds? So it was obvious that Spirit goes, you are printing this out. It's called Wild Geese. You do not have to be good. You do not have to walk on your knees for 100 miles through the desert repenting. You only have to let the soft animal of your body love what it loves. Tell me about despair, yours, and I will tell you mine. Meanwhile, the world goes on. Meanwhile, the sun and the clear pebbles of the rain are moving across the landscapes, over the prairies and the deep trees, the mountains and the rivers. Meanwhile, the wild geese, high in the clean blue air, are heading home again. Whoever you are, no matter how lonely, the world offers itself to your imagination, calls to you like the wild geese, harsh and exciting, over and over announcing your place in the family of things. In the family of things. We are a family. What is the, now I'm going to ask the question. What is a family or group of geese called? Oh my gosh. Somebody Googled. Y'all Googled it. I know you did. You're right. It's a gaggle. I found that. That was something I didn't know. Now, that's when they're on the ground. And when they're up in the air, they're actually called a flock or a skein, I believe it's pronounced. And so a gaggle is also referred to as a group of people, right? And one of the definitions, okay, it's in here somewhere. I'm going to make sure I have it correct. And you're so patient. It's a gaggle. It's called a gaggle because when geese get together, they can get quite noisy and rowdy. Of course, Unity Santa Fe, you folks are nothing like the gaggle of geese, right? Mm-hmm. Wait till the community time. Unity Santa Fe is actually more than a spiritual, loving, inclusive community. We are actually a family of geese, very colorful, playing our own instruments, being a part of the tapestry, being very spicy. We are a family, not a blood family, but a chosen family. You are here by divine appointment. Spirit called you to be here today. So you are my gaggle. You are Unity Santa Fe. It's not the minister and it's not the building. Together we are better. Better together. Together we are family. And so it is, and so we are.